sessions. As I said, this session is about what makes a good home for art and artists, and how can we ensure there are more of them. We've got a brilliant lineup of people to speak to you about that. They're going to be giving you these 1 minute sort of barrels of insight, two and a half minutes if you're Gavin. So the first person to speak to you very briefly will be Gavin Wade from Eastside Projects in Digbeth in Birmingham, which is a brilliant gallery. So I'll hand over to Gavin straight away.
What makes a good home for art? Home is where the heart is. But what is the heart of art? The life of the mind? And so, art belongs to nobody. Art belongs in the fight against copyright and law and in support of liberty. Is art liberty or the support of liberty? Art is a coordinated attack, wave upon wave, in support of freedom. Art is freedom.
Is that cutting out?
No.
Or, where there is art, there is freedom. Is art an attack on the human condition or a defence against attacks from ourselves? The gallery has been known as a place for art. A bad place, and a good place, an indifferent place, and a charged place. Never a neutral place. But, can the gallery be art? Should the gallery be art? The gallery is an attack and a defence. If you know how to use a gallery, it is one thing. If you do not know how to use a gallery, it is another. One thing might be a defence, one thing might be an attack. The gallery is a site cleared by art. It is a clearing. It is a garden. If it is a garden that has become a wilderness, then this is when the gallery becomes art. But art is no clone. It is a new life, a palimpsest, and the gallery is always a palimpsest. Art is support structure. It is part of an attempt to be strong. We artists tend towards the integral and the self-sufficient and the self-stabilizing, but we may get it wrong. Is the artist a conduit for art? To be used is to be human. The worst thing that could happen to anyone would be to never have been used for anything or by anybody. Artists are used by art. Art is used by society. Art belongs to society. And art is a tool. The artist can decide for what. The curator can decide for what. The receiver can decide for what. Any of these conduits can protest as to how they are used. We are a plinth. We are a space. We are a sphere. We are a system. Art is part of our sphere. Art is in the skin of the sphere. Inside the sphere are things we know and don't need to think about. Outside of the sphere are things we don't know. The skin of the sphere is art. Art is part of the system. Art is experiment and happening, voluntary and involuntary. The unpredictable coming together of obvious elements to form an unanticipated whole. The function of the gallery is to prove that art does not need a home. Art does not need a home. Art is a home. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so the next person we have to speak to you is the brilliant Maria Laura Guidini, who runs an online gallery called orbits.com. Orbit-bits.com. The details of all our speakers can be found on the website anyway. So I'm just going to hand over to Maria Laura, and she'll give you the second burst of response to this question.
Can you hear me? Why websites like roofhouses for art and artists? Preamble. Reconsider the hierarchical dominant conception of how art and ideas are distributed within the institutional commercial system. The web is open and evades intermediaries. The web is a medium, but it's also a space and a platform. It enables democratic work processes and reposition our understanding of outcome. Two, web platforms generate a network with no boundaries, be them physical, socio-political, or cultural. They are open to all and accessible to many. Three, WikiLeaks, the Egyptian protesters, and the conservative reactions by institutionalized web services have just taught us that the internet is a political and critical space. It allows new forms of cultural distribution and enables radical practices. Four, web distribution is still an horizontal system. Web platforms and websites are based on sharing resources, knowledge, and practices. Five, producing, displaying, distributing art on the web allow innovative forms of cooperation between people, organizations, and education centers. Six, online forms of engagement are still to be fully discovered. The web facilitates a one-to-one personal and active experience of artworks. Seven, a few artists' consideration on working with web platforms. They are a place they have not been to before. There is an all-embracing atmosphere about them. They are open to everybody. They travel everywhere. They are unique because anything can be made for them and appear on them. They convey immediacy, accessibility, and openness. They raise important questions about the relationship between technology and critical thinking. Eight, the web is yet to be fully explored how for art and artist practices. It has the potential to reinvent and enforce forms of production, distribution, and engagement. Nine, last point. Please note that Google Art Project is not a project for critical thinking, groundbreaking research, and constructive engagement. And Adobe Museum for Digital Media is not a museum.
Thank you very much. Okay, the next, so we've got two more speakers left on this question. The next one is Bryony Kimmings, who is an artist and the director of Chisholm Hale Dance Space.
Hello everybody. So the question was, what makes a good home for art and for artists? And how can we ensure that there are more of them? I split it into two. So what makes a good home for art and artists? Chisholm Hale is a home of experimentation in dance and performance. We run art nights, festivals, we support artists with money and space and time, and we educate young people. We're just off the Roman Road in East London, and we have 100 active members, so we exist as an artist-led organisation. I'm an artist, but I'm also the director. What makes a good home for art? The right environment and experience for artists. Wi-Fi, comfort, quiet, tea, chocolate, inspiring spaces, warmth and nice staff. Two, a dialogue and introductions. Artists to talk to, artists to argue with, other artists to learn from, the chance to meet new people. Number three, inspiration. Things to read, see and do. Access to new work at all times to inspire. Publications, shared knowledge, new art from home and abroad. Art being loved and shared and smashed. Number four, audiences. Sympathetic ones when nurturing new work, and loud, excited and big ones when celebrating work that you absolutely love and want people to see. Number five, knowledge and help, the sharing of talent. The non-committal time frame of life instead of programs of non-movable support that is unflexible. The sharing of talent, but also introductions, suggestions, lateral thinking, business help, constant reminders to think about your audience and your own intentions as an artist. Now, how can we ensure there are more homes for art and artists? I encourage artists to grab a space as the economy falls. Your local government will probably have lots of spare spaces going for like 1 year rents. If you are someone that can handhold, cry, celebrate, grow, scream, host, bring new things to an agenda, facilitate, encourage, let people down gently, fundraise, question your own form and be transient and flexible, then why not start your own home? It's your duty as artists.
Okay, and the final person to give us 1 minute of their time. time on this subject is Baba Israel from the Contact Artist Director Contact in Manchester.
What makes a good home for art? It's not here, where there's this buzz and murmur of networking everywhere, where you can't even concentrate and hear the beautiful words that stir from lips, as we start to see. But I tell you right now, it is a moment. It's a temporary autonomous zone where an artist makes the home where you can sit down, lay down, stretch out, maybe expand your mind. So I'm gonna start to see every moment is a possibility. Art is a home where there's no hostility, where there's just agility and creativity, creating energy and plentiful movement and mental extremes, where I can move inside and find reality, meeting my visions and dreams. But I'm also gonna see, I've lost my Twitter search, I was trying to find it, I wanted to get some collaboration, because art is also a place where there's room for conversation. But not just one big, but also the art is the ability to transform that murmur out there and turn it into a rhythm. And let that murmur transform into a vision. And then you can make a decision and start to move and try to get some wisdom. Now where was it? Here we are. So let's see. I'm moving through my Twitter screen. Can I be alive and present and also looking at my iPhone at the same time? Let me check my brain time. So what art is? Someone said that art is where the heart is. Or whatever, you can lay lots of hats. But I start to see maybe a home where you have lots of cats. Or maybe lots of bats. Maybe where you can be welcoming lots of all kinds of things. I'm just moving through. It's also art is also a home where you can have a party place, where it's open late, where you can have good cheap food and great debate. Art is a place where there's an open spirit of collaboration and honesty, moving to modesty and the freedom to play. Art is inside all of our heads, so that we don't need any external home. We just live in a temporary autonomous zone, and we can create a poem in the moment made of flesh and bone, as I start to see. And I guess that's what art is. It's a home for you, for me, for we. It's every place that we be. Art is a place where we can be free. Thank you.
Okay, and very, very quickly and finally on this subject before we move on, here are some thoughts that we've gathered throughout the day on this subject from people online. So, a good home for art. A good home for artists is somewhere where one can develop Petri-like without spending too much money, where dissenting voices are listened to. A good home for artists is all kinds of work can reach all kinds of audiences. A good home for artists, one with plenty of time and space in it, sometimes crowded, sometimes isolated. Good neighbours. A place for in-between projects too, to teach and learn in. Freelancing is exhausting. Your community, where you are, on the streets, with people. It's a room with a view. Somewhere where people care, where value means more than one thing, and where meaning can be explored and shared. A place where you can close the doors, open the doors, and just have no doors. The Spaghetti Junction. Anywhere. We're pragmatic and resourceful, we collaborate. Some make public art, some performance, theatre, street art. Okay, thank you.